Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest podcast show on earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Patty Jazzy, and I am at the World Clown Association Convention. It's in Orlando. It's called the Sunshine and Scalawags Convention. It's all about pirates. Are you happy to hear from me? Anyway, I know it's St. Patrick's Day, but today what I want to talk about is the first day of the convention starts tomorrow, but there's a bunch of us that are here already, and some have even come in earlier than me. I just got here today, and I am without my co-host Gunky, because Brian, there's a whole bunch of your friends here that say hi to you, and hopefully you can be here next year. But who I have with me today is Glenda Howell and Rebecca Myers, and I'm going to talk to them a little bit about what they do, how they fit in with the World Clown Association, and what they expect to hopefully get out of this convention. We're going to start with Glenda. Glenda, tell us about the name of your company and what brings you here to sunny Orlando.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
My company is Glenda's Balloons.
Okay.
And I am a sole proprietor of a little balloon company in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And I came up here to build some balloon piracy.
Ooh.
We're going to have a pirate ship.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple of pirates and a few little clowny things around.
Okay.
Just to make for fun and entertainment.
And this is balloon entertainment.
Balloon entertainment.
Because you're a balloon artist and a decor extravaganza.
I try.
Yes.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about when you started with your balloons and how that went with you as far as leading this into a career for you.
Well, I'm a little bit old to start a new career, but when I was 62, I ended up in the balloon business because I was just looking for something fun to do and fell into balloons, not having any idea that I was starting a new career. And just one thing led to another. And now I'm 70 and I'm having more fun than I ever thought I could have.
Is your ego inflated?
Yes. And that is my clown name. My clown name is Inflate.
Is it?
It really is.
I didn't know. How do I not know this?
I don't know.
Inflate. I love it.
Yes.
So, you know what? You just goes to show you that you can start doing something like this and your passion at any time and point in your life, right?
I love it. Yes.
And yes, you do love it. I mean, literally, Glenda. She is working from morning till night, and there's no stopping you. Like, literally, there's no stopping you.
I think I do sleep. I promise I do.
Okay. We'll see. We will see. I'd like to see that for myself.
Okay.
But you have a lot of energy, and I kind of want to attribute that just to that this is just more of a passion for you.
It is.
And I mean, let's say, of course, you get paid for what you do. I'm sure you volunteer at some events like all of us do.
Right.
But it's still one of those things where, you know, if it's fun, it's like you don't work a day in your life, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's a very cool career change for you.
And well, I originally was a software developer.
Okay.
And that was no fun.
Right.
Zero fun involved. But I would always, the little kids that I would run into, the gentleman that I wrote some proprietary software said, "You are the Pied Piper of kids." And that was when I wrote software. So now that I'm a balloon artist, I'm really able to be that Pied Piper.
See, so you had it in you. It's just the avenue to get it out.
Yes.
Was. And how did you come to find the balloon art?
Well, I had two grandchildren, and I, like I said, I did not like writing software. So when they became old enough, where I was able to walk away from software. They didn't want me to take them to the movies every week. I just decided to retire at an early age. So my children were not happy about that. So they decided to have more children.
They weren't happy because of they were looking down the...
You're too young to retire, Mom.
Worried about their inheritance or what? I don't know why they seemed upset. But
so they just gave me four more grandchildren. And I just said, well, I'll have to go back to work. But, you know, when you leave software, you can't leave it for 5 minutes and be...
Oh, yeah. Right. Up to snuff on that.
So
yeah.
I said, well, I'm going to do something fun. Mm-hmm. So I drove a children's train.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the train said, learn to make animal balloons. And I said, well, I can do that. I went on Amazon and bought a bag of balloons, a little hand pump and a book. And away I went. And
you did both things.
I did.
Okay.
I made balloons at the train. And I found that I loved balloons. And they... one balloon would lead to another balloon, and so the kids would come, and I would start having a balloon of the day. So today would be a penguin day. So as the kids came, they would get a penguin, and the next day might be a monkey, and the next day might be a giraffe.
And that's all you would make that
that's
day?
That's all I would make that day, the balloon of the day.
The balloon of the day. That's actually a great idea, because it'll keep the kids coming. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a different balloon.
Right.
What's tomorrow's balloon going
to
be?
And that's what happened, and the parents would laugh, and they'd say the kids begged to come to the train, not to ride the train, but to see what the balloon of the day was.
Wow, see? And so you left the train behind and still kept going with your balloons.
Kept going with the balloons, yes.
That's awesome.
So I owe a lot to the gentleman that owned that train company, because he set me on a path of, I had no idea where I was going.
Yeah, you know, I feel like sometimes it's just a simple off-the-cuff comment that someone might make that you kind of tune into and go, hey, that sounds interesting, and then you run with it. And see, yes, attribute to him a little bit because of him giving you maybe the suggestion or the idea, but you to follow through and do what you've done with it is beyond his wildest dreams of saying anything to you. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
And he's even said that. He said, do you know how many people I've said that to? And they didn't do it.
Right. And you, silly woman, decided to listen to him. That's awesome.
Yes, it's...
Well, okay, so you're going to do some balloon decor while you're here at the convention.
Yes.
Are you planning to do anything else? Because I know you're not truly a full-time clown.
Right.
You have clowned.
Yes.
I see a costume in the closet.
Yes, there is.
I know you're going to get in clown.
Yes, I am.
But is there anything else that you look forward to or are going to do here while you're at the...
Going to be an RR pirate.
You're going to be a pirate on the theme night.
That theme night.
We're both doing the humanitarian visit.
Yes, we are.
And we'll dress it. We'll be in clown for that. And then,
Then I picked up another little sidekick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do tell. Can you tell us now? Can we release it on this podcast?
I think so. Have you ever seen the giant bubbles?
Yes.
Giant bubbles, yes. So I have a friend in Maryland. Her name is Jenny Henry.
Okay.
And I went to a balloon convention a few years back, and she said, ooh, let's make some bubbles. And so she taught me her magic bubble solution.
Okay.
And I've taken that, and I've taken it into daycares, into like the Ritz-Carlton and other venues. The NAS Jacks, we do a big bubble show there for Bounce-a-Palooza.
Wow.
And they have requested our return this year to do the giant bubbles.
So I must say that both of these ladies are from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that.
Yes.
So we're in Orlando right now. Jacksonville's a couple hours north.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay, to be exact. But yeah, no, it's okay. I came from Chicago, ladies, so let's just keep it real.
How was your flight?
Oh. We'll get into that a little bit later, guys. Yeah. So, okay, so you're going to be teaching some classes here.
Yes,
did
yes.
you touch on that? We're going to be teaching some
beginner balloons, some balloons that you can use to add to your clown show.
Yep.
To keep it entertaining for the little ones.
Definitely.
And I'm going to give away my bubble recipe.
Okay. So, because some of you know, when you clown, it's not just clowning, but we tend to do other things as clowns, such as we do face painting as clowns. We might do balloons as clowns. Now we do bubbles. We do magic. There's, you know, lots of things that we do when we clown. But some of the things I think have really been interesting is working with bubbles. The last few years, it's really blown up.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, bubbles have always been around, but to have it such a big thing, and bubblers, that's what they're officially called, right? Bubblers?
I didn't know.
Bubbleologist.
I call myself a bubbleologist.
Okay. But yeah, a bubbleologist or bubblers. Yeah, bubblers too.
Who said this wouldn't be entertaining?
Okay, so let me just talk to Rebecca before she falls asleep and gets bored.
I am not.
So, Rebecca Myers.
Hi, guys.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and what you do.
So, I am an independent contractor, but I run my little sister's company.
Okay.
Artsy Faces.
Uh-huh.
And we are based out of Jacksonville, Florida, and Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And so I was invited today by Glenda.
Oh.
And so I just came to help with decor and piratey stuff.
Piratey stuff.
Piratey stuff.
Your specialty is
face painting. I am a face painter.
She's a face painter.
And I'm learning this year to do balloons.
Okay.
Glenda has kidnapped me on her wild adventure.
Yep.
And so I'm learning to do balloons and balloon decor and
bubbles?
And bubbles.
Okay.
Yep. And I've tried to be a clown once, and shout out, because it is hard. It's hard. So maybe pick up some clown tips this week.
Okay, that would be good. And you know, you also mentioned like that you've done some science shows.
Yeah, so we do programs with the City Library in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And so we do some amazing clown shows with Pinky B and Groovy.
Okay.
And they'll be here at the convention tomorrow.
Yes, they will. Past
we
president.
Do balloon shows.
Yep.
With Glenda, and we've done bubbles.
Yes.
We've done canvas painting. We do science shows where I take my love of art and colors, and we do like the art of science.
See, that's cool.
And
I like that.
It's really cool. We enjoy it.
No, I mean, and you know what I found, because truly this is the first day we have met.
Yes.
And Rebecca,
I wouldn't know, we're besties already.
Right. Becca picked me up from the airport with a beautiful sign. I haven't had a sign made for me coming home from getting out off the plane in, I don't even know if I've ever had it.
Aww.
I might have. I don't know.
Now,
but it's been so long. I know.
And
it was really fun.
It, right?
I know. Well,
she
yeah.
She did spoil
but,
it.
But, like, I never even thought you would really be doing that. But it was really fun.
And now it's in the hotel window, so people on the highway can see your
Yeah, side. So they know what room I'm in.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, that was helpful.
You're welcome.
That's why I hear all the horns beeping.
Because they're looking for you.
That's right. No, so, oh my gosh, what was I going to say? So I was going back to when
we met
just today. Oh, and we did some errands to get ready for the convention. you're helping to do the decor, even though you keep claiming you're just a face painter.
So,
but
I'm
you
not,
are a jack of a lot of trades.
I am.
Yeah.
I enjoy being a face painter, and I think I'll always choose face paint. But I have learned from Glenda, who's my best friend, at the age of 70.
Wait a second. I thought she was my best friend.
She's, we're going to share.
Okay.
Okay. She's everybody's best friend.
Right, I know. I've noticed that.
Yes. But.
That doesn't sound too good.
But I really learned a lot from her that at the age of 70, she just is constantly learning something new. And that's a unique talent in itself. So.
I agree.
I think that instead of just being a face painter, I want to be a face painter who can twist balloons.
Yeah.
And
why not?
Who can do decor.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm just excited to learn so many things. And I've already learned so much from you today.
Have you?
And I have.
Like how to eat with a fork? I don't know.
No, but I like even the little things that you may not realize, but like we went to this new lunch place and I just picked something off the menu, but you were so brave to like create your own new thing.
Yeah, I'm and not usually that brave.
It doesn't matter. You were today. And I.
Okay, so tell everybody so, what okay, we had because we this is incredible.
We went to sushi.
It has nothing to do with clowning, but no. Go ahead.
We went to sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah, sushi. And we had sushi rolls.
Burrito.
The size of a full burrito. And then they were deep fried.
Did you hear that, everybody? They were deep fried.
Welcome to the South. They were amazing. And
amazing.
If you were feeling a little frisky, which I was not, you could get it deep fried in Cheetos, flaming hot
oh,
Cheetos.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did not.
Well, you wanted to, but.
I wanted to. The guy said no.
Yeah, the guys, under his best judgment, said.
He didn't recommend.
Not usually when you have fish. He said not the that.
But the food was
I still think
amazing.
You should have done it, like, personally.
I mean, we'll just have to go back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really good.
And if Jazzy doesn't eat hers, I will eat her leftovers.
Right. I have half of it in the refrigerator. So, okay. So, what we're learning here is kind of one of the big reasons that I come to these conventions mm-hmm. is not just to take classes, teach classes, compete, judge, all that stuff, but it's to be around fun, like-minded, energetic people that recharge your batteries. Mm-hmm. Because for me, when I go home, I'm just, I just have all this life and love in me to try new things, to just have energy to, you know, do my shows, to do what I do back at home. And I feel like being around like-minded people is one way of doing that, especially for what we do. Because we always give our audience and our clients and the kids and the adults, like, all of us, you know, our 100% of
every
what
time.
We have when we go and entertain. But who recharges us to do that for them is, I feel like these conventions are that for me. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being available to talk to
oh,
me.
Awesome.
It is. It's going to be a great week. We have a lot planned. Personally, I'm going to be doing some lecturing as well, and I'm going to take some classes. I'm going to be judging. We're doing our humanitarian visit. I'm going to be part of our international talent show. I'm going to be emceeing, I think. It's just a whole bunch of different things, and I'm going to keep you guys on this journey with me this whole week. So sorry that you're going to miss the calm, cool, and collected Gunky. Brian is just not able to be with me here, but he will be on the journey with all of you. So until next time, and I will go ahead and do a podcast for you guys tomorrow, our first day of convention, and let you in on everything that's happening, because it's just a wonderful thing. And I wish that you guys, if you're not here this week, hopefully you'll think about coming next week or next year to the World Clown Association convention, because like I said, it's a wonderful thing for entertainers. And obviously, like those two right here that I just talked to, you don't have to be a full-time clown. You can just be a clown at heart. So until next time, tomorrow. This is Jazzy saying goodbye.
Goodbye.